HBCUs, especially in my state of Alabama. And if there are any Alabama HBCUs in the house, raise your hand. Tuskegee in the house. Just want to say thank you. You know, I'm a proud product of two wonderful educators who went to Alabama State University, and it was because of their the foundation that they received at Alabama State University that they could then send my brothers and I off to school. So I owe a debt of gratitude to HBCUs that I cannot repay. I also know that for many years HBCUs have played a critical role in our educational system. For many of my constituents, these schools were the first members of their families to go off to college. So preserving the TRIO program and college and Upward Bound and other wonderful programs, federal programs that actually promote first-generation college educated is critically important, I believe, in ensuring that our HBCUs continue to survive. But today, many of the HBCUs are hanging on by a thread. An HBCU in my congressional district, Concordia College in my hometown of Selma, recently announced closure just last month. And we are working very hard here on the task force in a bipartisan way to try to save Stillman College, also in my district in Tuscaloosa. Because HBCUs help a disproportionate number of students from working families that have fewer resources to work with and are struggling to stay open, oftentimes they too are struggling to stay open. This is why I believe every federal program that infuses resources and creates enrollment pipelines is integral to the overall vitality of our HBCUs. The private religious HBCUs in my district won't be able to serve low-income students if it weren't for federal investment in student aid. This is why I'm also fighting for critical student aid programs titled Free Funding and the HBCU Capital Financing Loan Program. We have to continue to fight for federal investments that go directly to our wonderful institutions and definitely disproportionately benefit our HBCUs. This includes working with the HBCUs to design coursework that will adequately prepare students for the jobs of tomorrow and making sure to hire HBCU graduates throughout your companies. And I want to make sure that all of us as members of Congress remember to hire HBCUs as staffers, as interns. All right. We all have a role to play in creating this amazing pipeline.